Hello.
Hello. Hello, my name is Shay, returning your call from customer support. May I please have your zip code so I can locate the account?
83118.
May I have your first and last name?
Kathleen Boudreau.
Can you verify your shipping address for me for verification purposes?
Why do you need my shipping address?
For verification purposes, make sure I'm speaking to the right person.
P.O. Box 5534 in Etna, Wyoming, 83118.
I'm sorry, ma'am. That is not the address we have on file. Is there another address that you have?
1190 Saddle Drive in Etna.
That is correct. Thank you for the information. Your account is loading. Give me one moment. Okay, yes, ma'am. Your account is pulled up. How can I help you today?
I'm trying to figure out what this $5.74 charge was for. I don't even know what this charge was for.
Yes, ma'am. It looks like it was for a shipping and handling charge for a KitchenAid that was ordered on the 16th. Looks like somebody might have taken a survey.
I canceled that order. I have a cancellation number. It is KC021 by John on the 16th. So I canceled that. As soon as I found out this was kind of a scam, I canceled it. So I should not have been charged a shipping order because I'm not going to get that product in the first place. So you need to reverse this shipping fee. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm rereading the notes from the last call.
I spoke to John on the 16th of November as soon as I found out there was some other catch to this whole thing. Some membership fee of $56 or something. This is no way. Can I have your first name?
My first name is Shay.
S-H-E-A?
C-H-A-E.
C-H-A-E. Okay.
Okay, so I have reread these notes, and I'm going to refund you that $5.74, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You too.
You should see this back into your bank account in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, thanks.
All right, you're welcome.
Bye.